Illinois lawmakers' new bill seeks to eradicate single-sex, multiple-occupancy public bathrooms. What will it take for decent, sane Illinoisans to organize and protest the loathsome laws coming out of the unmucked-out stable in Springfield? Maybe this bill will do it. On February 19, 2021, State Senator Melinda Bush, Democrat from Grays Lake, proposed Amendment SB 457 to the Equitable Restrooms Act. Her amendment is called the Equitable Restrooms Act All Gender, which offers a hint to its content. This excerpt from her amendment makes clear what Bush wants, and I quote, "The purpose of this section is to promote the privacy, safety, and gender inclusivity of all Illinois residents and visitors. Any multiple occupancy restroom may be converted into an all-gender multiple occupancy restroom. If a multiple occupancy restroom is to be converted into an all-gender multiple occupancy restroom, and a multiple occupancy restroom serving a different gender is located adjacent or in proximity to the all-gender multiple occupancy restroom, then both multiple occupancy restrooms must be converted into all-gender multiple occupancy restrooms. If an all-gender multiple occupancy restroom is newly constructed, a newly constructed or previously existing restroom located adjacent or in proximity to the newly constructed all-gender multiple occupancy restrooms must also be designated as an all-gender multiple occupancy restroom," end quote. Maybe a reporter could ask Bush what exactly a different gender from all genders is. And maybe someone could ask her how exactly the privacy and safety of Illinois girls and women are promoted via mixed-sex bathrooms. In the meantime, Illinoisans should cogitate a bit on the rest of this dung heap of a bill. Bush's amendment will mandate that if an existing single-sex, multiple-occupancy bathroom is converted to a mixed-sex bathroom, any nearby single-sex, multiple-occupancy bathroom must be converted to a mixed-sex bathroom. Further, if a new mixed-sex, multiple-occupancy bathroom is constructed, any bathroom nearby must also be a mixed-sex bathroom. How long before the conscience-deformed swampsters propose a bill requiring that all new and existing multiple-occupancy bathrooms must be mixed-sex? Incrementally, the left will ban all single-sex multiple-occupancy bathrooms in deference to their overlords, the trans cultists. For those who don't remember, Melinda Bush was one of the prime movers of Illinois' Malignant Reproductive Health Act, more accurately called the Kill Babies Bill. Apparently, there are a lot of Grays Lake voters who don't much care about girls of any age. As I have said repeatedly and with increasing frustration, the end game for the trans cult is not unrestricted access to opposite-sex private spaces for a handful of delusional cross-sex impersonators. No, the end game is the eradication of all public recognition of sex differences, which means no private spaces for anyone. No private spaces for girls and women, no private spaces for boys and men. Trans cultists believe girls and women should have no single-sex, multiple-occupancy bathrooms available to them anywhere. And trans cultists believe boys and men should have no single-sex, multiple-occupancy bathrooms available to them. If trans cultists and their ignorant allies like Melinda Bush get their way, all girls and women will be forced to enter public bathrooms and walk past men using urinals. Girls and women will be forced to urinate and defecate in stalls next to men, in some cases peers or co-workers, doing likewise. Girls and women will be forced to emerge from stalls and stand next to unrelated men, including men they don't even know, while washing their hands after doing their business. Girls and women will be forced to purchase feminine hygiene products in the presence of unrelated men. This is the primitive, uncivilized dystopia leftists are socially constructing and imposing on all Americans, a world without modesty or privacy. To them, accommodations for modesty and privacy point to sex differences, and that is something they will not abide. If biological sex, as manifest in biology and anatomy, has no intrinsic and profound meaning relative to undressing, nudity, or intimate bodily functions, then there remains no reason for any sex-segregated private spaces anywhere for anyone. If objective, immutable biological sex has no more meaning than eye color, then logically, sex-segregated bathrooms, dressing rooms, showers, including showers in high school locker rooms and college sports facilities, women's shelters, hospital rooms, prisons, and dorm rooms make no sense. If biological sex is a superficial trait, as unimportant as skin color, then it makes no sense for any woman to prefer female gynecologists for exams or prefer female x-ray technicians for mammograms. If biological sex is a meaningless characteristic, then there remains no reason to require locker room attendants in middle and high school locker rooms to be of the same sex as the students they oversee. Would we ever require all locker room attendants to have a certain eye or skin color? But if objective immutable biological sex is intrinsically and profoundly meaningful with regard to feelings of modesty and the desire for privacy when engaged in intimate bodily functions or undressing, then the refusal to respect and accommodate biological sex differences in private settings is evil. Make no mistake, this is coming to all public spaces in all states. The trans cult will leave no corner unsullied by its delusional and evil beliefs and practices, because the presence of any cultural recognition that biological sex exists and has meaning threatens the shaky ideological grounding of their cult-like, science-denying beliefs. In our brave new socially constructed dystopia, single-sex group bathrooms are so passé. Mixed-sex group bathrooms are all the rage, and they're coming to public schools, colleges and universities, big box stores, sports arenas, concert venues, restaurants, theaters, office buildings, airports, bus stations, and train stations. As I wrote 2 weeks ago, leftists have their gimlet eyes always focused on the big picture as they play the long game to rule the country, while conservatives dismiss the little offenses and fume briefly about the big offenses against decency, morality, and truth. Leftists continue their march through every institution that shapes culture. Slowly they come, step by step, prepared for the wailing of conservatives full of sound and fury signifying nothing. Leftists bide their time, knowing the annoying sound and fury will shortly abate. Exhausted conservatives will go home, abandoning all that messy, unpleasant opposition to the culture unmaking of leftists. Conservatives won't organize, won't persevere, and won't sacrifice. And the ones who do fight the evildoers are alone and isolated because the masses of conservatives don't want to do the hard work of culture making. What Illinois and the nation need are a few good men and women to rise up and lead a movement of all decent people against this injustice. Just imagine what kind of country we will bequeath to our children and grandchildren if we continue to do nothing now.